Andy Murray, and many more. Information at miamitenniscup.com. The time is 6 minutes past one.
Waking up into a dream. Vocalist Nathan Pacheco makes his South Florida debut Saturday, November 17th at Parker Playhouse. Nathan bridges the world of opera and pop, delighting audiences with classical favorites and original compositions. Fresh off his debut album and the national broadcast of his PBS special, Nathan's voice is sure to touch your soul from the very first note. Tickets at 954-462-0222 or parkerplayhouse.com.
Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. Despite winning Florida State classical piano competitions at the tender age of five, our leader today, Aaron Libos, is now cutting quite a renowned path as a modern jazz guitarist. A graduate of the prestigious University of Miami Frost School of Music Jazz and Studio Music Program and the FIU School of Music, this versatile guitarist has performed with Latin pop stars throughout the last decade and is now concentrating on session work and local gigs. Each summer, he returns to campus to teach at the Young Musicians Camp at the University of Miami. His new band, Reality, is comprised of stellar music professionals and educators, Jim Gazier on keyboards, Eric England on bass, and Rodolfo Zuniga on drums. Be on the lookout for their new recording, hopefully available next month in December. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome to South Florida Arts Beat for their worldwide performance, Aaron Libos, Reality.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Aaron Libos Reality. More info at Aaron Libos, LEBOS.com. We'll be back in just a second. Stay with us.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. The time is 20 past one. Great to have you along. City Year Miami unites a diverse group of 17 to 24-year-olds for a year of service as tutors, mentors, and role models who make a difference to students and schools. You can learn more online at cityyear.org. City Year, give a year, change the world. South Florida Symphony plays Monday, November 19th, featuring violinist Lara St. John, performing Tchaikovsky's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra and the Bruckner Symphony No. 4. Tickets available at the Broward Center box office, supported in part by Broward Cultural Division.
From the authors of the smash hit Death and Harry Houdini comes a fresh new rock musical. The critics call it an all-out war of the sexes, hot-blooded and exciting. You may not want to miss the breakthrough musical that is cranking up the volume, Girls vs. Boys. Seating is limited in the intimate Carnival Studio Theater. Info at archcenter.org.
And we're back in our studios on WLRN and downtown Miami with the Aaron Libos Reality. Thank you. Aaron Libos Reality. More info at aaronlibos.com. Please stay with us. More music right after this break.
You're tuned to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN. Great to have you along. Orchestra Miami presents Tough Turkey in the Big City, a free concert for kids, Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Miami Shores Presbyterian Church, and Saturday, November 17th, 1:30 p.m. at the North Dade Library. Details at orchestramiami.org. The disease of addiction doesn't discriminate based on age or status. Comprehensive addiction treatment and recovery offered for older adults and baby boomers at Hanley Center. 855-718-2233. Hanley Center, recovery for life.
South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center presents Siempre Flamenco's Café Cantante, a traditional flamenco performance showcasing the deep emotions that emanate from flamenco song, united with the intricate fury of dance. Evening performances November 16th and 17th, and a special matinee performance November 18th, part of the Cabaret series. Information at smdcac.org or 786-573-5300.
All right, we're back in our studio here on South Florida Arts Beat, and the Aaron Libos Reality just rocking our studio here. Aaron, let's get you on the microphone and just say hello, man. We're just fantastic.
Thanks a lot, Ed. It's good to be here.
Wonderful original compositions. We don't have too much time to talk, but introduce us to the band members, please.
All right. On bass, we have Eric England.
Yeah.
And if you're out there, you can clap, even though we can't see you. On the drums, we have Rodolfo Zuniga.
Yeah.
And on keyboards, with a tie and all, Jim Gager.
So you've been working on your latest recording with this group. When's the street date? When will you release it?
Street date is realistically about a month away. It's in the final process of being mixed, and I have to get it mastered and printed. So, you know, things always take,
sure,
in this vein a little bit longer than you think, but about a month.
But on your website, Aaron Libos, AaronLebos.com, you've got the previous recordings available.
Yes, I have two previous recordings that I did 2 years ago. One of them is a pretty straight-ahead jazz album with a few originals, but with some standards on there that I arranged. And then at the same time, actually the very next week, I recorded an all-original album. It's a little bit different from this, but it's upright bass, but, you know, it's more electric guitars. And then this new project is only about 9 months old. And, you know, I axed, nothing against horn players, but I axed the saxophone. And, you know, I wanted a more contemporary sound. So, you know, I brought Jim in on keyboards and, electric bass instead of upright. And I still love, you know, all that music. I love standards and straight ahead stuff. But
sure. Well, when you go through the jazz program at the U of M, and then what, you got your master's at FIU?
Yeah, I just got my master's a couple years ago. Somehow.
You learn it all. You learn it all. I mean, you could do the solo thing if you wanted, and the big band thing, no doubt. A lot of U of Mers. Jim, I believe, went to the U of M. Did you not? Eric did. Rodolfo, you're at FIU, though.
Yeah.
You're what, head of the percussion school at FIU, aren't you?
Yeah, and I went to FIU. Yeah.
So just excellent player, just magnificent in whatever genre you're playing.
I will say they're my tunes, but this group wouldn't be what it is. You know, I can't put enough emphasis on, you know, the great caliber of musicians, and, you know, the tunes are mine, but when we got together and we originally put this group together, you know, we rehearsed, you know, the songs, and really everybody helped arrange them.
You guys are so tight, too. Wonderful arrangements. Future gigs coming up. You'll be at the wonderful PAX Club on Wednesday, the 21st of November. Wednesday, the 28th, you'll be over on Lincoln Road at Van Dyke.
Correct.
And at Bougainvillea's,
yeah,
on Saturday, December 1st. And let's hope you'll hit the Montreux Jazz Festival this summer.
Hey, we're doing whatever we can. I just wanted to thank everyone who's listening, obviously the people here, but also the people that are listening throughout Florida and the people who are listening hopefully in the UK and in Japan, you know.
And in Montreux,
yeah. So we're definitely available for clinics, for masterclasses, for performances, and yeah.
How about another tune?
Let's do that.
Where are we at?
Okay. Last talk. This song actually has a name. It's for my upcoming niece to be born next Tuesday, and I named it after her. It's called Emily. So shout out to my brother and my mom and Christina, the mom.
Thank you.
Aaron Libos, Reality. Look for him at PAX on the 21st, Van Dyke on the 28th, and Bougainvilleas on the 1st. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to South Florida Arts Beats on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station. Great to have you along. Art lovers can gather every third Saturday of the month from 7 to 10 p.m. in downtown Hollywood for Art Walk. You can enjoy fine art, dine with friends, and be part of the revival of downtown Hollywood. More information at gohollywoodfla.org. The Bill Cosford Cinema at the University of Miami presents Andrea Arnold's Wuthering Heights, described as an excitingly fresh and distinct take on the classic novel by Emily Bronte, her epic love story that spans childhood well into young adult years. Showtimes and more details at cosfordcinema.com.
Florida Grand Opera presents Puccini's La Boheme at the Arscht Center and Broward Center, featuring an award-winning cast. If you've never seen La Boheme, don't miss this extraordinary opportunity to enjoy one of the world's most popular operas. If you have seen all the excitement, glorious arias, and heartbreak, come be thrilled again. More info on La Boheme at fgo.org or 800-741-1010.
And we're back here on South Florida Arts Beat for our final segment with Aaron Libos, Reality. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. We're also generously co-sponsored by friends of WLRN. Gentlemen, take it away. Thank you. Aaron Libos, Reality. Wonderful, Aaron. The name of that tune again?
That last one's called Hippie Car Getaway. And named it when I was in Colorado this year with my girlfriend. Hi, Steph. Hi, Mom. Hi, Miami, South Florida, the world. Thank you very much.
It was our pleasure, sir. I want to hear that story down the road. They will be performing once again at PAX on November the 21st at 8 p.m. on Lincoln Road at Van Dyke on November 28th, and down in South Miami at Bougainvillea starting at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December the 1st. Special thanks to Peter J. for assist with the mix and the new recording available, hopefully in December. Look out for it on Aaron Libos, AaronLebos.com. And thank you, gentlemen. Wonderful.
Ed, thank you very much for having us on. Support.
Yeah. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Troppy Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Special thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix, with Chris DeAngelis on the music mix. We'd like to thank our great support staff, Dan Nelson, Suzanne Tapper, and Uli Shackman of Friends of WLRN. Volunteers, Stephanie Martin and Susan Carroll. Al Chikoy of WLRN-TV, Alfred Benson and Lewis Harrell of WLRN, and Jack Wolf of Impact Miami. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us at 305-995-2221 or email us your event information to info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with host Joseph Cooper, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.